Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. I would like, through you, appreciate and thank both panelists. I have maybe no question, but rather a comment that has to do with the issue of LTS in the context of the CUPUS, actually. I appreciate comment made by Mr. Martinez. He has been doing utmost until that 21 guidelines and voluntary guidelines, as well as the preambular part adopted in the CUPUS context. So far, as the LTS is a concern, we believe that it is not a project, rather it is a process. And it is a process that it is in the elementary step as yet, so far that the working group just recently has adopted the terms of reference, method of work, and work plan. So far, from the adopting of the method of work and work plan, it was indicated that at least developing countries have a lot of difficulty and challenges implementing some of those guidelines. Of course, in the guideline, there are parts related to the international cooperation, capacity building, and technology transfer. From the discussion of the working group, it was clear that there are two school of thoughts, one belonging to developed countries, which are mostly may interpret guidelines from the national standpoint, that they have national legislation in this regard, and they are trying to recommend them as a best practice to other side of the country so far. At the same time, developing countries have a lot of challenges, and they think that it should be those challenges addressed in the context of international cooperation, capacity building, and technology transfer. So far as the LTS in the context of the CUPUS is concerned, we think that it is yet very premature to take the LTS guideline as a pattern that to reduce the space threats in terms of the responsible or irresponsible behavior so far. Because as yet, in the CUPUS, there are a lot of works to be done, and we are not yet, to what extent those guidelines, which are very voluntary, could succeed in the really genuine objectives that they have been created for. From the discussion of the CUPUS, unfortunately, we had not very good impression when we have discussed that the international cooperation and capacity building should be addressed very carefully in that context. Therefore, we believe that this pattern of LTS, unless and until that the concerns of the developing countries should be genuinely addressed by developing countries, would not be very a good pattern or benchmark, I could say, to be used in the context of the Paris so far. Maybe Mr. Martinez explained to us to what extent that the parts related to international cooperation and capacity building in the context of those guidelines being very challenges and time consuming and painstaking negotiation had happened in that context. Therefore, if we want to take the example of the CUPUS LTS for current discussion we have, maybe implementation of the guidelines would not be a very good example. If still the intention of developed countries is that they do not take very seriously the issue of international cooperation and capacity building and technology transfer. Thank you.